Good morning. It is 8:40. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Hischer, thanks for being with us here this morning. Monday back at it. Oh, man, the time change. Spring forward, they said.
Yuck.
You love it.
I hate it.
We sprung forward and we went back to winter. I don't know how that happened. Ah, but it did. Well, thanks for being with us here this morning. Right now, we're actually coming up next. We're going to get a chance to talk to, where am I at? Oh, yeah, I already did the commercial break, didn't I?
You did a commercial break.
I'm lost. See, I'm lost on with the time change.
We spring ahead.
the spring ahead has messed me up. No, so V&A Community Services here in Galesburg, some new transportation services available. And joining us to talk more about it, first off, is the Executive Director of V&A Community Services, Ellen Larson. Ellen, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Again, Mary Fouch as well. Mary, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Great. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks so much for coming in on a icky, rainy Monday morning.
A rainy, cold Monday. But no brighter place to be than the radio.
See,
no.
There you go. Glass half full of rain, but it's half full. Okay. Well, thanks so much for coming in this morning. All right, well, Ellen, let's start off. Let's talk about what's going on, some new transportation services that are going to be available.
Yes, we're very excited to start this new collaboration with Galesburg, City of Galesburg Transit and Handyvan. A few years ago, I reached out. We actually met each other at a conference with Illinois Department of Transportation and thought, wow, you do transit and I do transit. There's got to be a way we can help each other. You know, let's do less better. I saw what the city did. I saw that their transit, they had it figured out. They had a system for it. They did it really well. And I thought, wow, we want the experts to do it best. And I thought, what better way than to have a collaboration to make this the best service that we can offer.
Yeah, and Mary, from the city side, from the transportation side, obviously, you guys have done it. You've been doing it for a long time. You know everything going on. What was the reaction when Ellen came to you and said, hey, yeah, maybe we can collaborate here. Maybe we can transport together.
Yeah, we were excited. Like Ellen said, it's combine the two services into one, make it one centrally located service. So we were excited. We do have the staff. We have the staff that does that. They are perfectionists when it comes to it. They're very organized. They are great staff to work with. So we were really excited to partner with them.
Well, let's talk about, Ellen, what exactly it is that's going to happen. How are the two kind of combining to help each other out?
Yeah, so our seniors will be able to call one number at the Handyvan to schedule their rides as if they were scheduling with us. They'll have a larger fleet. Our hours will be broadened. We were only working 8 to 4, and no Saturdays. So that will, our seniors will now have the option to do Saturdays. So they can still call us. We'll take their information. But then for scheduling rides, they will call the Handyvan, get their ride, get to the doctor, their doctor's appointment, and have, this will broaden opportunities for our seniors that we just didn't have the means to do. And now that we can combine some of our money, we can offer more rides, help more seniors, and make this the best service we can offer the community.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess, Mary, on behalf of the city, again, you already had those hours going. It's like, hey, this is a way we can help transport even more people.
That's correct, yeah, because we function Monday through Saturday. So our paratransit will run Monday through Friday, 7 to 6, and then we also run on Saturday from 7 to 6 as well. So, yeah, we'll be able to offer more services to our seniors here in Galesburg.
That is a great thing. So V&A Community Services, Galesburg Transit teaming up with the Handyvan for more and, I guess, enhanced transportation services we're looking at for the V&A, for the community partners here. Ellen, talk about kind of, the whole thing behind this. I guess, like you said, you already knew they did it and did it well. I guess you're just looking for ways for people that partners with V&A that they could get around better and have more services available to them.
Yes, and we also were looking at it from a financial standpoint. I was doing some research a few years ago when we connected at this IDOT conference, and the unique thing is that we get money from the Illinois Department on Aging, and it is actually the only state grant that can be used as cash match or local match for IDOT grants. And so we thought, you know, what better way to use taxpayer money than collaborate that together so we can use each other's grants to go farther? And we wanted to do that from a financial fiduciary, as our fiduciary responsibility to the community too. So not only are we giving more rides, but we can do more with our money as working together in that way.
Yeah, and that can get so complicated, all between grants and what can be used for this or that or what can be used with what. And there's a lot of studying to go through to figure that out.
Oh, yeah. It took some work, but a very exciting revelation when we realized that we could use our grants together in that way, because grants are stringent and for good reason, but this opportunity with transit was very special. And so to have two entities in the same community that were able to use to help each other in that way financially was a huge blessing.
Ellen Larson, V&A Community Services, Mary Fouch, Galesburg Transit. Mary, I guess it's really cool sometimes when that light bulb just goes off, like, hey, we can help each other out. We can, and mainly helping the residents of Galesburg.
Right, right. And some out in our county as well.
Oh, okay.
We'll be able to provide service to them, get them into town too. And like Ellen said, we can increase our services with that local match. That means the city of Galesburg has more money coming in, which means we can get more grant money, which means we can provide more services. So, yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, same thing. It's like, what can be used for what and where and how can they, what, bottom line, how can it come back around to help residents?
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when will this collaboration start?
This will start on the 22nd. So a week from today, next Monday, people can call the handy van and get their ride going.
And how long has this kind of, this whole process been taking place that you guys first started talking to each other?
Well, a couple of years ago. Before my time, they had already had some discussions, and it was just we had to collaborate. We had to have a plan. We had to have something that we could take to our city council. And we are so thankful for our council because they were so on board with this idea. And, yeah, we're really lucky to be able to move forward with that.
Absolutely. Ellen, talk again a little bit for some that may not know about V&A Community Services and what it is that you do for people.
Yes, V&A Community Services serves older adults over the age of 60, and we connect them to resources that help them maintain their quality of life while staying at home. So we provide transportation now with help with the city of Galesburg, home-delivered meals. When the pandemic isn't happening, we provide congregate meals and some social activities, and then my staff also provides a range of counseling.
You heard that, Tyler. Older adults over 60, so that includes all of my siblings now, but not me yet.
Yet.
My sister just turned 60 on Saturday, so they're all to that point. I'm still not
there
yet.
Give us a call.
Yeah. I'm not there yet. And Mary, talk a little bit about Galesburg Transit and Handy Van and kind of some of the services that are available.
Right. So we have our paratransit services, which we're collaborating with the V&A on. And then we also have our fixed route services. And we have a new transit manager who is really excited, and she's doing a great job, and she's going to bring new things to Galesburg, maybe more of a dial-a-ride service. So we're in the works. So, you know, a lot of change has gone on with the city of Galesburg Transit. But yeah, so we have those services in place. We do those well, and we're looking forward to providing more as we move forward.
And for some of those services, if you Google Galesburg Transit or City of Galesburg, what's the best way to go?
Sure. We have a Facebook page now.
Okay.
It's Connecting Galesburg. It's our new logo. We're connecting our residents, so we're excited about that. You can also go to our city website, our Galesburg, City of Galesburg website, and look through transit. We're upgrading that as well, so there will be more of a transportation presence. So,
absolutely.
And always give us a call, too.
Yeah, and how about with V&A Community Services, website, Facebook page?
Yes, check out our website. Check out our Facebook. We're on Facebook. Give us a call, 342-1152, and then we mail to, normally I'd say stop in, but our doors aren't physically open yet, but we are still here, 2262 Grand Avenue. We're kitty corner from Dave's Auto Body. So if you're at that end of town.
You see the palm tree, look to your right.
Yes.
Right. So again, the transportation services teaming up with the City of Galesburg Transit. And wow, what a great scene. So, I mean, and if you'll have no problem if somebody calls V&A Community Services asking about this, you'll have no problem answering and referring them to where they need to be referred to with the city now.
Absolutely. We know where to send them, and we will still be taking some demographic information because we still have to send those reports to our state entity. So we'll take just, you know, name, address, phone number, some basic demographic information that the state wants to collect. But for scheduling, they'll call the handy van. And the other beautiful thing about that, too, is the more people that the handy van serves, we can count for our grants too, and then we can advocate for more money. So we both have twice the fundraising potential.
How many, Mary? How many does the Handy Van serve? I don't know if you, yearly, daily, weekly, whatever number you have.
Yeah, great. I actually looked into that this morning. We currently, before our V&A contract, had 4,000 current riders. We do roughly around, with COVID, we're around 11,000 trips. So with the V&A contract, we'll probably add, 1,000, roughly 1,000 riders, and maybe about 1,000 trips. So, yeah, they're busy. They get very busy.
Absolutely. That obviously shows the need as
yes.
well. Yes. Yeah. Ellen Larson, V&A Community Services, Mary Fouch with the City of Galesburg Transit. Anything else, Ellen, we need to know about this collaboration?
We're just very excited. We're very thankful for the Handy Van. We're very thankful for our city aldermen and councilmen. And we're just excited to be entering this partnership. If anyone has any questions, you can give either of us a call, and we'll get you set up with the services that they need.
How about you, Mary? Anything else you'd like to add?
We are doing ridership cards for our V&A passengers. So once they call, if they're not currently on the list, once they call Ellen and get set up with her services, because she's going to check all the services that they may need, then they'll call us and schedule a time to come out and get their card. That way they can get on our buses. Our drivers will know. The only other thing I'd like to add is that we are seeking some drivers. So we need some CDL, non-CDL drivers, and we're going to do open interviews next Wednesday from 3 to 7. So if anybody's interested, come see us.
Yeah, so you're talking hours. It could be anywhere from 7 or 6 to 7 or
yes.
Monday through Saturday?
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, very good. All right, so if you're looking for work, there you go.
Yes.
There you go. All right. Ellen, Mary, thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. And thanks for getting together, working together as well.
Yes. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.